1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, hold on for a minute. Bob will be with you in a minute.
Thanks, Phil.
And welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Bob McGraw is with us from you're on your way to the airport, right?
That is correct, Phil. I'm on my way to the airport right now. We've got a couple of McGraw Industry events. We've got a golf tournament this weekend in the great state of Texas, so that's where I'm going. But I did want to touch base with you on a couple of ideas that McGraw Industries is promoting.
All right, this is a charity effort. Now we got to be very careful how we phrase this. If I'm looking at this press release, possible, but you want to raise money for charity?
That is correct, Phil. Phil, I believe that it's time, and this would go to a very good cause. But I think it is time for Americans to. All Americans, I think, agree it is necessary, but they've been afraid to say something for fear of looking politically incorrect, and that is just to take another peek at, and when I say take another peek at it, I mean let's walk around it, maybe open up a window, maybe look in, and then look away and keep walking. Just a quick glance, if you want to call us a peeping Tom on this idea, just a very quick...
Well, what is the idea? You want to take a peek at what?
And just hear me out, okay?
You want to take another peek at what?
We want to take another peek at something called the internment camp.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Just hear me out, Phil. Because
all right, but the internment camp for what, Arabs?
Just hear me out, all right? Most Americans polled in our focus groups are in favor of some kind of an internment camp for Arabs or Arab Americans, okay?
I don't like it.
You don't. You're a member of the liberal media. Of course you're not going to like it, all right? I'm talking about Americans.
Well, what, white Americans?
No, black Americans, Mexican Americans, they all agree that the Arab needs to be set up in some kind of an internment camp. Now, before you go off the deep end, I want you to listen to what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about an internment camp the way the Japanese Americans. I'm talking about something for a limited period, and we could raise money for charity. It would help American security. It would be a very rewarding experience for our Arab American friends. You know, so.
What kind of an internment camp could it?
Well, let's stop calling them internment camps. That is the first step. We are looking for corporate sponsorship on something that we don't want to call it an internment camp. We want to call it, for our Arab American friends, a timeshare. Does that sound bad?
A timeshare.
That is correct.
Would they be forced to live in this timeshare?
They would be forced to live in the timeshare, but the money that they would make doing odd jobs and the corporate sponsorship, see what I'm saying, would help.
But they're still forced to go someplace where they wouldn't ordinarily live.
Yes, they would, but it's not an internment camp. It's certainly not a concentration camp. It's a timeshare. In other words, we've got some beautiful property on the coast of Oregon where we could send our Arab American friends, send them. It would be a whirlwind getaway style vacation.
And I think you're trying to gussy up a very ugly and negative image in the minds of a lot of people, the internment camp, and you're trying to make it sound good. It's still an internment camp because they have to be there.
That is true. They would have to be there, Phil, but it's not a negative thing. We're talking about beautiful 2-, 3-, 4-bedroom timeshare condominiums within easy visual access of the beach. They would not be able to use the beach for certain security reasons, but they could see the ocean. They would live within a beautiful compound. We could have beautiful breakfasts. I mean, do you think this is bad, having a dance, having a band come in on Saturday nights? Having luau's.
Let me see if I got this. You're trying to make the idea of the internment camp, what, modern and good?
I think that for the security of the country, the American people, after the polls that we've taken, do believe that some kind of an internment camp is necessary for our Arab American citizens. However, having said that, I don't think it has to be a camp. It can be a timeshare. We have been dabbling with some concepts. And we've got some very interesting concepts, Phil. Something like a dude ranch. So, in other words, you're not talking about
a dude ranch.
You're not talking about an internment camp.
An Arab American dude ranch.
Anything that would make our Arab American friends feel comfortable, make the country more secure. It doesn't have to be an ugly situation.
How long are they interned in these timeshares or dude ranches?
I would think a year at the outside. It would probably take about a year to get everything cleaned up in Afghanistan.
Now, how do you raise money for the charities?
We get corporate sponsorships. And we have the Arab American dude ranch visitors or the timeshare vacationers work and do odd jobs around the area. And that money that I would ordinarily pay to them, I would give the charity. All of their food's taken care of, all of their provisions, beautiful 2-, 3-, 4-bedroom condominiums.
And the Arab American citizens would have to go there?
That's the only downside. They would, yes, they would have to go there. But it's a lot better than saying you got to go to a camp. You're going instead to an Arab American dude ranch or I don't know what you want to call it. You could have a... I'm trying to use my imagination.
Well, I don't know about a dude ranch or a timeshare or a...
But if the, what you call it is going to make it less painful for them to go to. If you say, excuse me, you and your family have got to get on the bus, but you're going to be going to a dude ranch.
Not an internment camp.
Not an internment camp. That's very important.
Your focus groups claim that most Americans you spoke with are in favor of some kind of, you know, an internment...
Let's not use the term internment camp. Let's go ahead and...
All right, they're in favor of some kind of a dude ranch for Arab Americans.
That's the word that we're using, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries. And he says it's time to talk about something that we don't want to talk about because it's politically incorrect, but most Americans agree it's necessary. Some kind of an internment camp for Arabs. I don't agree with this. Bob seems to think that it's something that can be made feasible by not calling it an internment camp, calling it a dude ranch, calling it a timeshare.
I mean, we're looking for different ideas as to what to call it, Phil, but those are the most benign, and I think that...
But do they accurately represent what the experience would be?
Absolutely. Arab American citizens would go to these beautiful dude ranches or the timeshares. One of the girls in the office had Casa de Vacation Ranch. Is that beautiful? Or the Monaco? The Monaco, you know...
Well, you're giving it a floral name, man.
But it's not a camp.
It's condominiums.
Condominiums. Beautiful condominiums. Community centers. Pools. Places to, as long as you don't go outside the fence. That's all we ask people.
So you have a fenced-in dude ranch or the, what do you call it, Casa de Vacation?
Lily of the West vacation experiences. That was another idea we had.
I don't know what Lily of the West. All right. So here's the idea. They have to go to this dude ranch or this timeshare or whatever you call it for a minimum of a year. And do they pay for this?
Yes, they would pay for it.
How do you tell an Arab family you must go to this dude ranch or this timeshare and you have to pay for it?
Because that's part of being interned, unfortunately. But $25,000, Phil, is not what I would call a steep price.
What if you have an Arab American family that A, has to be interned in one of your dude ranches, B, can't afford the $25,000?
Yeah, Phil, do you know any Arabs?
Do I what?
Do you know any Arabs?
No, I don't.
Just between you, most of the Arabs that I know have the first nickel they ever made. They are very well off. And if they don't have it, then yeah, 90% goes to charity. All right? And if they can prove that they can't afford it, we'll garnish their wages. But the beauty is it's a timeshare.
Well, you just call it that, okay?
It's a nice thing. And it's up on the... I got an idea. How about vacation resort?
Well, you're casting around for ideas. And you know what? There's an old saying, a rose by any other name would still smelleth sweet.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that. That's a thing, I don't know, Shakespeare said it. The point is, an internment camp by any other name is still an internment camp.
Oh, okay. 3-, 4-bedroom condominiums? I mean, how many internment camps had that? With a pool, with a community center, with a laundromat? How many of the Japanese internment camps had that?
How many
of them, Phil? You don't know, do you? You don't know because you're trying to make a negative thing out of what I think is a very positive thing.
I first of all, there's no reason to intern Arab Americans.
We have golf courses, volleyball.
All right, so you're going to take Arab Americans and put them onto what you call a vacation resort or a dude ranch or a timeshare, but they have to stay there.
That's the only thing.
And they got to stay within the fence.
Yes.
But you got volleyball, pools, and golf.
Yes.
And it'll only cost them $25,000.
That's right. And the other thing that you have to understand, most Americans want this.
Well, I haven't seen any information that says most Americans want a dude ranch to put the Arab Americans on, okay?
Well, you don't do the focus work that we do, Phil. We do an awful lot of focus group work. We do an awful lot of investigation of these kind of things. And I would say about 8 out of the 10 Americans, every 10 Americans that we survey, want some concept of a dude ranch or some kind of a vacation resort.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bob McGraw. The name of this is Temporary Arab Timeshare Settlements. And that's where we keep Arab Americans. It's not an internment camp. It's a dude ranch. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't know why we're playing this music. Bob McGraw is with us from McGraw Industries. He wants to set up actual... you don't call them internment camps for Arab Americans.
No, I do not, Phil. I don't think it's right. A beach resort.
A beach resort. The fact is they still got to live there, right?
That is correct, because of the war that we're doing, the war that we're conducting against the whoever it is that we're conducting. I don't know who it is.
It's the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Okay. We put the Arab Americans. You seem to be a little upset.
Well, look, you're coming on here and talking. That's one of the things I'm known for. Okay, I challenge my guests. And
well, you're not letting me get the idea out here that a dude ranch...
Or you can call it a dude ranch or a beach resort or a golf resort is one of the things you called it. Or the temporary Arab timeshare settlement. It's still an internment camp.
With 3 and 4 bedrooms and a volleyball court.
All right, it has a volleyball court.
See, you don't want to mention that.
1-800-449-8686. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say, first of all, where did this gentleman get his research from? I mean,
these are focus groups, or the independent focus groups that our organization conducts, and also in conjunction with the marketing firm that we hire.
Okay, that's garbage, I'm telling you now. First of all, you said that, you know, a lot of African-Americans. I happen to be an African-American male myself.
Well, all Americans.
All Americans. You said all creeds and colors.
Honestly,
let me finish.
Yes,
I have a hard time truly believing that anyone that's not considered mainstream Caucasian American in this country will go for something like that, because it's been proven over and over again.
Most of the people that responded to our poll, in fact, were black.
Okay,
and they're really big on putting Arabs into these. I don't want to call it internment camp. We call it a dude ranch. You can call it a
dude ranch. Are they going to be riding horses and?
Yes, sir. Riding horses. Beautiful scenery within the barbed wire area.
I understand the basic premise. Okay,
thank you.
Let me ask you something. Why was all this rhetoric when the nationalist front in the western, you know, the western part of the United States?
What's
that? Do we put all them in internment camps?
Who?
What happened with that?
Who?
I mean, when Timothy McVeigh blew up, you know, you're saying it's for security purposes. So why didn't we put them all in there?
Put who?
The white nationalist groups that, you know, live out primarily in the western part of the United States.
Well, I don't know about that. I just want to get all these, some of my best friends are Arab.
Okay, so
you get a lot of these people in the bed sheets, put them in there, and give them a horse to ride or whatever they're doing.
This bed sheet thing, man.
Why do you insist on grouping one group of people all together? Why do you only go on face value?
Look, we just had the FBI say that there is a credible threat to this country within the next few days. Put all these people in the bed sheets.
Will you knock it off with the bed sheet thing?
I'm sorry. Put all the people who wear the gowns into the dude ranch.
Dude ranch. Now, I want to be clear. They're riding horses. They're milking cows.
shoeing horses, yeah. Living in a truck in a, what do you call it, a bunkhouse?
Yeah, okay.
In
okay,
a bunkhouse.
What happens when someone...
They'll be living better than you, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
People, they don't like the beach where they can't go to
the
water.
They don't like the beach. They live on sand. They live on sand. They don't like the beach. Get a load of this guy. Hey, Chris, they're going to be living better than you.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be living better than you. And all of this, and let's remember what it's for, Phil, charity.
Well, I don't know how you're going to make money for charity. You say that the Arabs are going to be out there shoeing horses on the dude ranch, and the money you'd ordinarily pay...
Yeah, the money that I would have paid them, I give to...
To who? Which charity?
We got one here for crippled kids. We got a bunch of them. Don't worry about it.
Well, I don't know the names of them. All right, here is Kim. Kim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
This guy is a complete moron.
You talking to me?
Yes. I don't know where you're coming from, but this is
look,
America,
here's where I'm
buddy.
Coming from. The United States of America right now is at war. Within the next few days, the FBI said there are credible threats of another attack. I'm saying get
that
the Arabs...
That does not mean all Arabian or Middle Eastern
exactly.
people are part of this.
Exactly. I agree with you. I couldn't agree more, ma'am. What I'm trying to do is make you happy. You're an American.
You're making prisoners. You're making these people prisoners.
Well, you're an American, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, then you have said you want them in some kind of a vacation resort.
Let me tell you
until
something.
This thing
over
blows
90%
over.
Of those people that
over.
Are over here in this country
uh-huh.
are American citizens also.
What's that got to do with it?
What has it got to
do with it? What heritage are you from? Don't tell me that...
Geez, you know, I don't know. My father was adopted. My mother... I can't even get into it.
Well,
but
you know
look,
what? I'm German and
look
Swedish.
Like.
Does that mean what
German.
Happened with Hitler and everything else, that I should be shipped off to some other camp?
Are you big-boned?
You are ridiculous.
A lot of German-Swedish women are very large. And
what difference does that make?
I just thought maybe she was...
Now, this guy is a complete moron.
Swedish-German? That's a beautiful mixture. That's a beautiful mixture. Swedish-German.
And you're a complete moron to think
blonde,
that you can hold people prisoners when they are American,
ma'am,
and this is
let me ask you something, ma'am.
Country
what is,
of freedom.
What is so horrible about a volleyball net, a beautiful pool,
because
luau's
I'm making
on a Sunday?
These people go to
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. If it was something they could freely go to.
Phil, we're trying to make this
and
as
make
voluntary.
Them pay for it?
Well, sure. I mean, it's a gorgeous resort, 25
no,
grand,
geez,
and you're there
an
for
idiot.
It.
For then they got to pay 25 G's for staying there for a whole year, even though they don't. Maybe they don't want to be there.
What idiot wouldn't want to be on a golf course for a year? Arts and crafts?
Your guest is the idiot.
I'm an idiot. At least I'm on a cash-paying business with what I do. You're Swedish and German and milking cows. I don't know what you do. I'm going to send these guys...
Just because she's Swedish-German doesn't mean she milks cows.
No, I don't milk cows.
Well, that's a milkmaid mixture if I ever heard one. And
okay, thank you for your call. Going to get in here insulting everybody?
I've been called an idiot. I've been called a moron. Somebody told me how to ram it up my ass.
I didn't hear any of that. Here is Lupe on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Lupe, you got your radio turned up? Okay, Lupe, wait a minute. Are you there, Lupe?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. Turn your radio down, all right?
Lupe, are you Arab?
No,
she's not Arab.
It's not an Arab name.
No, Lupe is Hispanic.
Yeah, obviously this guy doesn't know much, but I just want to let him know, and your radio
station
know, that your program is ridiculous, and your idea is
ma'am,
a moron's idea. You were right.
Wait a second.
You
this
no,
idea
you're
going to
let me
put more
say, you are
going to
let me finish.
Into,
you will let me finish.
I'll
okay?
let you finish. But I'm going to ask you
something. You're Arab, you're friends.
I can't hear
your
you.
Friends,
I can't hear
your
phone broke up, Lupe. Your phone broke up. Say it again.
Do not call my friends Arab Americans because you do not have any friends that are Arabs there.
Most of my Arab American friends would love to be in an internment camp
not
for a year.
There.
You know, they
you better be kidding me.
You want to know why? Because they don't want to be
yeah,
hanging around with a
no
nut like you.
There's no reason why anybody would want to go to prison, sir.
It's not a prison. It's
you
a dude
like to
ranch.
To prison because you're a
you
moron.
Can call it a
you
dude ranch. Why don't you rename San Quentin a dude ranch?
Yeah, did you hear that Carol Chessman got iced up at the San Quentin dude ranch?
Oh, great. It's still a prison. A federal prison.
It is absolutely a prison, sir.
No,
and
not
you do not have any
you tell me what prisons
American
have three and four bedroom
condominiums. And this radio station
and which prison do you know has a six-lane Olympic-sized pool? Yeah.
I don't care.
Either.
I don't care what the hell they're going to be doing.
You want to sign up?
What
she's not Arab.
What they want to be doing, what they want to be doing.
Phil Henry Show.
Having...
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
For those of you who didn't know, I did the voice of Bob McGraw in the preceding bit where he wanted to put Arab Americans in a dude ranch. We thought the dude ranch concept was sort of funny. We didn't say concentration camp. We said internment camp, and then we said dude ranch. Like putting Japanese Americans into a dude ranch somehow, you know, it would have been a more pleasant experience. All right, it is a concept. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. This is the Phil Hendry Show. That's the kind of radio we do around here. And then we stop down and run our big fat mouths about other stuff. But primarily, it's a comedy show. And in the last month or so, we've had to shift a little bit more into reporting stuff that's been going on the news front. Today, the FBI has said that there is a possible credible threat of more terrorist attacks over the next few days. They mentioned being alert. They also said, at least the quote that I saw was, nobody here is willing to bet the farm on this, but that we wanted to go public with the information. They have also said that they have received in the course of the last month many possible threats, but they did make this one public. They want people to be alert, and they have said again that they're not willing to bet the farm on it, but open your eyes, be alert. Now, of course, I'm watching the usual panic going on CNN today, and I watch the usual panic that is being served up on Fox. And I heard one of these guys say just a moment ago, didn't the FBI just say that we have to watch out for ventilation systems and water? Well, what the FBI said was step up security at ventilation and water and nuclear reactors and law enforcement and buildings. And in other words, they said all of the places where one would ordinarily step up all of the security. So this is not only the 1 month anniversary of what happened in New York and in Washington. It's also the 1 month anniversary of our fine news journalists and broadcast journalists just going off the deep end with every single solitary piece of information that they have gotten. 1 month anniversary of these guys losing their minds, running around, can't find it with both hands and a flashlight. The 1 month anniversary of formerly professional journalists wetting their pants, wetting their bed, soiling themselves, and screaming and yelling about stuff, and then 2 days later going, oops. However, the FBI, which is the source that I like to trust, has said, be aware over the next few days. So I think that it is responsible for us to report that and not read anything more into it. What did they say? They said there should be heightened alert around all of the usual places, which are the nuclear facilities and the biochemical facilities and the air transport this and the water that and all of the usual stuff. Americans, be a little bit more alert. That's what the FBI said. And the rest of them, whether it's CNN, Fox, or any other purported news channel, the rest of them want to go off and scream and yell and jump up and down and tear their hair out. By the way, there was also some statements made again by Al-Qaeda that they're going to send more airplanes and stuff. And I've been telling you guys, I really like to kind of read between the lines on a lot of this. And I don't believe them. I don't believe the Taliban or any public spokesman of Al-Qaeda. I don't think they have any information. I think the guys the FBI has been talking to, I think these are people on the ground, people who may have been talking to people in cells, people who may have been talking to certain people in different organizations, either on the ground in the United States or in Europe. But I don't think Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan knows anything. Honest to God, I don't. And if they do, they're getting it secondhand. I think there's just sort of a philosophical or figurehead of philosophy there, but beyond that, I don't think there's anything that those guys know. And when I see that one guy, especially the guy with a space between his teeth, sitting there with the rifle propped up against the wall, where are those guys living now? They're in a cave someplace. And he says, there's going to be more hijackings and there's going to be more. I just heard a terrorism expert say that of the $10 billion that was appropriated by Congress last year to combat terrorism, $8 billion of it went into combating biological and chemical terrorism. Less than $1 billion went into combating air terror or airport security. And here's one other thing for you to kind of stick in your pipe and suck on. When we say that there is a threat of terrorism, what we're saying is be on the lookout. Nobody was saying that before September the 11th. This is a country that is operating with a heightened sense of awareness. This is a country with its eyes a little bit more open than they were perhaps September the 10th or 9th. And so, yeah, perhaps there are credible reports and credible threats of terrorism, but by the same token, we're more aware of these things and of these possibilities and of these people. And I dare say, and if I was a betting man, I might even put a few dollars on this, that what is happening right now is the result of information the FBI has received about plans that were going to be mounted before September 11th. But then I don't know. I don't know for sure. But I'm just saying this is information they're getting from people who are now beginning to come forward and are giving them a few ideas as to what might be afoot. But we don't know when this stuff was planned. Was it before? Was it after? Are you going to telegraph your move now after we've attacked Kabul? Why didn't you telegraph your move after September the 11th? What does it all mean? What's it all about, Alfie? This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Anybody got any ideas? Any bright ideas? We're not interested. Okay, we'll be right. Just kidding. We'll be right back.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, on Monday, our website is a subscription-based, all the audio is going to be subscription-based on The Phil Hendry Show website. And we have more audio, we have more archived audio, we have more live streaming audio than any other website in the history of man, on the short of Napster. And look, you can go to Napster, and you're paying for it on Napster now anyway. Why not just come directly to our website? If you like the stuff that we do on our show, come to our website, philhendryshow.com. You can become a subscriber. You can become a member. There's a ton of stuff they're going to be doing apart from all of our audio, but that's where we're starting with our live streaming and our archives and a lot of the bits. All of that will be available to you more there than anywhere else. And we'd say, well, who wants your lousy stuff, Phil? Well, I don't know. Somebody does. Napster had like 8 million hours of it up, and they were giving it away for free. And I don't know how many other websites. So you know what? You can come directly to our website, become a member, and then you and you alone, exclusively, you and a few million other people get to have it and pay me. Well, it goes to charity. It goes to a good cause, the home for a kid, the crippled dude ranches for Arabs. Okay, Karen, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good, Karen.
I got to ask you something. What is the FBI thinking? I mean, what do they expect the media, which of which you, I must admit, are a part, what do they expect the media to do? I'm driving in my car. Okay, it's like, 4:15. I don't know. The height, is it not, of afternoon drive. You know, and then you hear this breaking news. And, of course, your heart's in your mouth already.
Yeah.
And you know what the breaking news is?
Somebody farted in.
There might be terrorists. There might be terrorists sometime, somewhere.
Right.
That concludes the breaking. I mean, I was so mad.
I know. Well, a lot of the people who work in this business, first of all, they're just as frightened as you.
Of course they are, the people.
Yeah, they're not really qualified to be reporters. They're wetting their pants. I gotta tell you, there's people on the air in my hometown who are on the edge. Just everybody calm down. Have you ever heard someone try to calm people down when they're more nervous than you are?
Than the people they're trying to calm down.
Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay.
But what bugs me is that we're all vigilant already, for God's sake.
I couldn't
be more vigilant unless I got no sleep at all.
Well, here's what you do. You have to understand that people in news departments are just waiting for something to happen, and when something happens, then they can use the big sounder that they paid the audio company in Dallas, Texas $1 million for that goes, dun, 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 breaking news from KS Radio. Here is our news director, Asshole Wendell. Thank you. This is Asshole Wendell in our newsroom. The FBI says somebody farted in their main building today. Dun, 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 and that's what it is, you know. Now, the FBI has said what they said. They've said they've had threats before. And what we do is we just keep our eyes and our ears open, and the people who are in charge of our security.
Anyway, why would they need to tell us to do that.
I'm glad that they're doing because they're saying
I was very annoyed because every time there's a little white powder somewhere.
No, but Karen, this is an FBI. This is the FBI saying it. This isn't some dumbass reporting on a local radio station. This is the FBI.
This is the FBI who dropped the ball the first time. Come on.
Drop the ball? If the FBI dropped the ball, we all drop the ball, okay? The FBI dropped... Maybe they did drop the ball. I don't know. Maybe somebody came up and said, "Hi, I'm a terrorist, and I'm going to blow up the World Trade Center." Oh, quit kidding. No, really, get out of here. Go on. Go play with you. Go peddle your papers. If that's what you mean by dropping the ball, yeah, then I guess they dropped the ball. All right, let's go over here to John. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? John? See you later. Mike, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick, I was just talking to my boss. A few of us were talking, you know, end of the day, you know, just BSing. And he said he had mentioned something about that he had seen on some news channel, one or the other, that some Arab teenager made a comment in class about the World Trade Center wasn't going to be there pretty soon, and there was some discussion among the local Arabs even before all this happened. I was wondering if there was any way... Or if there was something you knew about that,
I never heard anything about it. It sounds anecdotal and urban legend-like.
Well, I don't know. It's just kind of peculiar, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of peculiar stuff, man. I didn't hear anything about it.
Oh, and another thing, I just started listening to your show this week, caught it by accident. I've been loving every minute of it.
Where are you listening to it on, man?
I got it on 1080 up in San Jose.
All right, cool. Thank you.
So thanks a lot, Phil.
All right, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that stuff, man, that, you know, somebody said something. I had a girl call in the other day, though. It was yesterday. And I guess somebody is going to tell me now I'm irresponsible by saying this. But she said, "Yes, I had a friend of mine who said that you shouldn't fly on September 11th and don't go out on Halloween." And I said, "Well, hold on, I'll put you on the air." And then we never did get to her call. And I thought, well, that would have been completely irresponsible of me. But why don't I just join with my brother and sister journalists and general gas bags and report a whole bunch of crap that may not happen. Here's something from just in from Craig Taylor. My buddy heard from some guy that on some station, some kid said something about something. Thank you, Craig.
Breaking news from Chaos. We have this news now. Someone who knew a guy that knew an Arab said he saw Aladdin once, and the kid flew in a carpet. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but we thought we'd tell you in the interest of the people's right to know.
What are you talking about, flying carpets?
That's right.
Look at me. I'm talking to my radio.
Thank you.
I already know about flying carpets, man. I don't know if that's 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Here's Matt. Hello, Matt. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil, I just wanted to say that there's overreaction going on everywhere we look. On our local radio station this morning, there was talk about some lady finding some kind of a bag with some milky stuff in the mail. Calls the police.
It's might have been a condom.
Big news.
What, say that again?
Yeah, she found a bag. She received some mail. She worked in a mail room. She got a bag with some milky stuff. It turned out to be ice cream. And she'd called the police.
Serious.
The story broke out. It was ridiculous.
And she broke out after eating the ice cream. Yeah,
probably,
man. I mean,
so.
What did I hear in Connecticut? Anything from that Connecticut stuff? They found a white powder. You know, hey, high school kids, here's a great idea. Want the day off from school? Bring in some Cremora from your mom's pantry. Sprinkle it on the counter there in the cafeteria and go, "Oh, my God, anthrax." And they'll probably have all of you go outside near the gym and you'll get to take the day off.
Exactly.
Having said that, somebody's going to call up and say, "How dare you suggest that the kids... Don't you know Cremora when you see it?" All right, Matt.
Hey, thanks, Phil.
Thanks, pal. Notice I didn't repeat that line that I sort of laid in there, because if I did, then it would just, like, you know, the FBI would think I was doing radio terrorism. 1-800, which, by the way, this show every day terrorizes me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, the show that we do all the voices of the guests, but not all the callers, like Jillian. Hi, Jillian.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing, ma'am?
Pretty good. I'm driving home from school right now.
Cool.
In Maine.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You just made a comment on the radio about someone called in about, you know, not going out on the 11th and not going out on Halloween.
Right, yeah. That was a caller to my show that, you know, I mean...
Yeah,
I didn't even put her on the air.
There's a mass email going out right now about that too.
About what, hon?
About that same comment about
don't fly on the 11th and don't go out on Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say other than I'm going out on Halloween. I just don't buy it, man. Maybe it's because I work in the media and I know the nature of rumors, you know. It's just, it's people are getting their kicks sending emails and saying stuff. I mean, I get my stuff. If the FBI tells me to be on the lookout for the next few days, I'll be on the lookout.
Exactly.
But if I get an email from some guy working the mailroom who, you know, is picking boogers off of his pants and he decides to send something out because he thinks it'll be left, it's crap, you know? Did you hear this? Did you hear the last guy that called in? The last guy that called in said that a lady found some milky substance in a bag, and it turned out, and she called hazmat, and they called in the CDC, and they put a gun to Osama bin Laden's head saying, how dare you send this through the mail, and it was ice cream that had melted in her lunch.
Jeez.
What do you think about that?
That is just crap going around everywhere. It's ridiculous.
Just go out, live your life. Odds are you're going to be here a long time, kid.
Yep. You're going to be here next week and the week after.
You got it. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Jillian. Bye. That's what I think. What, are you looking at me like I'm being irresponsible, making people feel better? Maybe you're right. All right. Dun, 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 dun.
This breaking news, a mouse farted 3 days ago, and just now I'm getting a whiff. I'm Ass Wendley reporting.
And now let's go to our newsroom with Ass Wendley. Ass?
Thank you. We have this information.
Guy's been drinking his dinner for the last 3 nights. All right, where are we going, brother? Let's go over here. Here's a guy who's got a rumor. David, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. I'd seen something on the internet that... Dick Cheney had another heart attack, and that's why he is in a secure location.
Right. No, did you see that on the internet?
Yeah.
All right, it's crap. Here is Terry. Terry, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Terry.
Great. Hey, I wanted your take on all the isolated incidences. That, you know, there's plane crashes, there's things being found, and yet the authorities are saying... This is not related to terrorism.
Hey, let me ask you something. What'd you think about the fact that Legionnaire's disease and toxic shock syndrome broke out fairly close to each other within a couple of years? What'd you think of that? Is that bioterrorism?
Probably has something to do with some condoms or
wait a second. That's not an isolated incident, is it?
It's probably anthrax on a tampon.
Okay, so in other words, you're full of crap and you're trying to lay a bunch of jokes on me that aren't funny. Is that it? See you later, dumbass. Hey, I'd like to see. That's a call from Florida, though. So, what do you want? I mean, no offense to my fine friends in Florida, but would you guys like do us all a favor and take a nap for 3 years? All right, because your crap for the last year and a half has got the rest of us with diarrhea. First, you can't count votes. Then you're sniffing anthrax every place. If you took your noses out of each other's asses, you might not smell it so good. Excuse me.
I'm reporting the news.
Then you got your shark attacks, and then there's some other thing wrong with you guys. Just, you know, I love to go down there and party. It's a nice place to party, but I wouldn't want to throw up there. Can't take any more calls? Well, that's really too bad, he said. Okay. We've come to the end of another perfect hour. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show number. Don't forget our website, PhilHendryShow.com. PhilHendryShow.milk. Milky substance.